It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us. Taking care of a relative that has dementia is an amazingly taxing undertaking, not only emotionally, but physically. And there's a conference coming up, the Dementia Care Conference, that can help give some ideas and hints, tips, tricks, and quite frankly, just a little bit of the support that's needed when one makes the commitment to help a relative who is suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. With me is Summer Sargent. She's a volunteer with the organization, the Alzheimer's Association of Nebraska here, and works on the committee that is putting this on. Welcome, Summer. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Let's talk a little bit about what folks can get out of this conference, because the as I just mentioned, taking care of someone with dementia and those types of problems is literally a 24-hour-a-day job, and it can be grueling.
Exactly. So the conference is open to caregivers, professionals, anyone that's focused on caring for someone or learning more about the dementia-related diagnosis. They're going to, conference attendees will get information on the latest research, caregiver strategies and processes and tactics, recommendations, you know, new recommendations on how to care for those loved ones. There are going to be some simulation opportunities in how to redirect, how to care for someone, maybe if you aren't sure, you know, how to handle a conversation, if it's getting challenging, situational simulations there.
Like, for example, one of the things I've heard repetitively is the car key situation.
Correct.
When you have to take the keys from somebody, that can become quite a confrontation.
Yes, that can be very challenging. And so what we try to do is supply people with the tools and the availability to professionals that can help facilitate those conversations and support the caregiver in that conversation.
Also, I want to talk about some of the other tactics. One of the things that I encountered with my grandfather many years ago, and then found out that this has become a tactic that's used a lot, when someone becomes mildly confused as to the present.
Yes.
To be able to find safe places in the past to take them, to remind them or ask them a question about something in the past, it becomes a bit of a safety island, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because those are the memories that they remember, that are pleasant for them, that are delightful, that are happy. We create moments of joy. We hear that in our industry a lot, creating moments of joy. So, you know, Dr. Edelman with the National Association is going to talk about the latest research. Dr. Wingle will talk about the differences between depression, delirium, and dementia. How do we know what state our loved ones are in? You know, is it dementia? Is it delirium? Is it depression? Dr. Julie Masters with the university will talk about caregiver stress. How do you take care of yourself? You know, there's over 16 million caregivers taking care of loved ones in this country alone, and that stress is really overwhelming. So we'll have...
And particularly when you're a caretaker and it's in your own home, if you've had a parent or if you have a spouse that you happen to be taking care of and you live with them, there's no escape. And in truth, one of the strategies that I've encountered, again, is having someone come in periodically so that you can have a break.
Absolutely. So we call that respite care. And there are plenty of organizations, communities, home care companies. You know, the Alzheimer's Association has wonderful resources on those companies that can help you have a moment of, you know, respite, vacation, if you will. And so there's plenty of opportunities for that. We want to make sure our caregivers get the break that they need.
Sure. What the Alzheimer's Association of Nebraska not only sponsors this, but also has resources for people. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things you provide for people who may say, oh, goodness, I'm about to enter this path of our lives?
Yes, for sure. So if anyone has questions, even if it's just, you know, it can be anything from as simple as, is this what I'm dealing with? Does my loved one have this? Here are some of the symptoms that I'm seeing. They can call the Alzheimer's Association here of Omaha, of Nebraska, and ask those questions, they're happy to give them a list of resources, whether it's a list of communities that they, you know, here in Nebraska, a list of providers. You know, maybe it's a specialist that they need to go see, but they're not sure who they need to go see. They can call the association and get a list of providers. Maybe they do want someone to come into the home and help them. They can give them a list of home care companies, you know, here in town that really specialize in that dementia care training. So there's a lot of resources that they have locally that they can help with.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, the Dementia Care Conference is Friday, April 19th. It's being held at the Embassy Suites that's in La Vista. For information, one could go to alz.org/Nebraska and look up anything you would like to from there. Summer Sergeant, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Morning Edition continues.